So we have about another 10 minutes available. Greg, can you introduce the contract, and then we'll have whatever discussion people would like to engage in before we vote on whether to approve the contract.
All right. Very briefly, the negotiations between Pacifica's negotiating team, consisting of Lonnie Hicks and myself and other staff members, Ursula Rudenberg and Eva Georgia prominently, and as well as the board observer team, has been meeting over the summer. And the contract fundamentally states the intention on the part of Pacifica and FSRN to establish terms that will allow for the integration of SRN within Pacifica and also financial transparency in the process of doing that. It has about 10 clauses dealing with editorial control, cooperation, the payment schedule, in-kind support, outstanding governance issues which are yet to be resolved, relationships with affiliates, fundraising and employment practices, and finally ongoing negotiations to resolve these some of the outstanding issues on a monthly basis to conclude by July 07. And it has already been reviewed and accepted by FSRN, and so it now comes to this board for its disposition.
And can you say briefly the rationale for the form of the relationship
Sure.
defined in this agreement?
Sure. Although, as I explained, the intention is to effect an integration within 1 year, there were a number of issues that we felt within the short timeline of about 2 months we could not totally resolve, prominently among them the relationship between Pacifica's personnel policies and bylaws and FSRN, also known as Pacifica Reporters Against Censorship, which has its own bylaws. And it was too difficult to reconcile those at this point. And so in that area, we have talked about bringing those bylaws, the PRAC's bylaws, into compliance with California law and to try to resolve the differences. And in the area of the affiliates issue, it is sort of a transitionary step where new affiliates will become Pacific affiliates, but they retain their own affiliate network during this transition phase. Also, there are outstanding issues relating to in-kind support and cooperation and ongoing work with our existing news departments that we feel require further discussion and negotiation and collaboration. And rather than force the issue at this point, we're simply trying to give ourselves approximately 10 months to do that. We'll begin on joint fundraising, but we'll basically put a plan in place or by early next year, I believe the date on that is February. So what this does is it sets a timeline for those actions, to resolve those questions, says our intention, but allows, in a sense, us to the space to work together and at the same time gives them a modest but significant increase in funding during this transitionary year.
Greg, just a question. Is there any reason that the language of this contract couldn't be made public so that we can post the contract publicly?
None that I know of.
Okay. Could you check with FSRN whether they would have any objection?
Yes, I'd do that
if
first.
If so, is there any objection on the board that the contract be a public document? Seeing none, is there any debate or discussion? Bob.
Okay, a couple things. Greg, can you tell us what conversations have already been had and where you think the following issue is going to go in the next period as the ongoing negotiations that are mentioned here about to determine how FSRN can be integrated into Pacifica as a new unit? And that is the question of the balance of editorial content within each 29-minute broadcast. I know there's been some discussion, debate over the years within different stations about questions such as the balance between national and international coverage, questions about coverage within the U.S. as to particular communities and so on. And while this provides for editorial independence, which is totally appropriate for FSRN, what possibilities are there for more kind of intimate discussions and debate about some of those editorial priority setting?
Well, I think the first step in doing that is to reestablish a sort of a congeniality and collegiality between FSRN and our news departments. And this contract in itself, the fact of its existence alone, will help to contribute to that. Also, the fact that we will be having at least monthly or twice monthly meetings to discuss that and the other issues will facilitate that. There's no guarantee that they are necessarily going to change their coverage because of those discussions, but I think if they see that we are committed to working collaboratively with them, to delivering on some of the promises that are made here about, you know, cooperation, for example, I think, and we get a practice of actually developing news content together, I think that that becomes more possible. But I do think that they will want to, you know, continue to use their collective as the primary vehicle for making those decisions. One other point, which is that when they become, and assuming they become Pacifica employees, then there are certain things having to do with budgeting and personnel policies and, you know, general standards of performance as employees of Pacifica that will come into play and might have an impact on the balance of news, but I don't see that anything in this contract mandates a change in what they're doing now. It simply says we can talk to them in an atmosphere of more mutual respect.
I have a very small amendment. Under the Fair Employment Practices Clause, it says, may I read this, Dave?
You certainly may. You should just be aware that this contract has been approved by their collective, so any changes will then require subsequent approval.
I understand. Right now it reads, producer will not discriminate against any employee or applicant for employment because of race, color, religion, age, sex, sexual orientation, national origin, or physical or mental handicap. And I'd like to add the words gender identity, referring to discrimination against transgendered people. Legally, several cities around the country have already adopted that addition to the human rights language.
Is there any objection to requesting that the contract be amended to include that language? I see no objection. Greg, you have no objection?
I don't think it will affect the outcome of this. Where specifically would you like that to be added? Could you identify specifically?
Sure. I think right after sexual orientation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Further discussion or debate, or we may approve the contract. Do any members of the task force want to speak to this before we vote? Go ahead, Ray.
We're talking about integration of FSRN within the existing, or at least a new design where both sides would cooperate. I'm assuming that would call upon contribution by the existing news department as to how they see this moving, if that has been done yet.
Yes. Well, it hasn't been because these negotiations have just been with a small group, of course. But if you look at the section on cooperation and in-kind support, it talks about the national office, number one, working with the stations to ensure that the facilities are provided. That means putting people in better contact with one another on a week-to-week or day-to-day basis. And then talking about, you know, other kinds of programming. So we have the practice of cooperation, and obviously it involves the news departments. But we haven't brought them into these discussions because these were private negotiations. Now we can.
Okay. Did Alan or Zarina want to comment before we move to a vote on this?
No.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the contract with the amendment suggested by Bob? Seeing no objection, the contract is approved, and we look forward to hearing of its execution. The next thing on the agenda is
point of information.
Yes.
I passed around the affiliates report. I was wondering if it made it around the table.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if the rest of the board is feeling fatigued, but I'd like to suggest a five-minute break before we finish with new business. Was there any objection to a five-minute break to just...
People should check out, probably.
5 minutes?
We have a 3 p.m. checkout time deadline if anyone has not checked out.
So people should check out if they haven't checked out yet.
Okay. Anybody who needs to check out? Anybody who's leaving to check out, do you have any restrictions on... The first thing we're going to do is schedule the teleconference to deal with any items remaining on the agenda. Do you have any restrictions on that? No. Okay. We'll see you. Maybe take a couple minutes, because I don't have a vice chair to turn the thing over to, and I'm as close to brain dead as you get and still have autonomic function.
Okay, well, I'm going to be on a flight out of San Francisco.
I'm going to get the arrival time.
I don't want to go back and try it again.
Hey, John.
Anyway,
John.
John. 82.
Did you write the motion on the task force? Do you know who did?
San Francisco 5.5.
Oh.
And you can look it up on the...
Right. No, that would be great.
And find out. Oh, listen. Lonnie has about a three-year-old Apple, but it's an iBook. It's not a notebook. And he wants $500. It's worth it. What should I call it?
Right. No, it never moved beyond. Actually, I'm going to make a amendment
I kind of thought so, but I'll ask Eric. All right.
Thank you. Well, that's why I said she. Right, that's what I always said that, you know, we said maybe we should get that subgroup, that working committee together for fundraising, for grants, for whatever. Oh, we could go to the I feel the mark.
All right, everybody. Let's all sit down again and see if we can finish up our business. I'm going to whip somebody's ass. I'm gonna whip somebody's ass.
Now I think I'm gonna have to come in the morning.
It's singing school.
Thank you very much for all that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Congratulations.
Excuse me, ma'am, before you leave, hello? I'm sorry, we don't know your name. You've helped us all weekend, and we let's have a hand for Cynthia, who took care of us all week. Sure, just ask Greg to do it. Yeah, and also, although she's not here, maybe she'll hear we did it. Donna Gates, again, deserves all our thanks. She's constantly working behind the scenes to make these meetings flow well, available around the clock. And always does it with a gentility and grace that's so much appreciated around Pacifica. Yeah, whether we deserve it or not. Okay, if the secretary can take her seat, Rip. And we need you, Teresa, more than anybody, because we're going to do some motions. Teresa?
Teresa? She's coming.
Oh, okay. There we go. So, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to caucus with anybody, but the next thing is the scheduling of the teleconference. Could we do a week from this coming Friday for the teleconference to deal with the action items present in our board pack? That would be the 13th of October. Ooh, I can't do that. I'll be at a conference. Could we do it the 20th of October?
How about Monday
tonight? Hang on a second. So our full PNB meeting is scheduled for the 30th.
Huh?
Yes. Our next full PNB meeting is scheduled for the 30th.
Oh, okay.
Rob isn't here. His committee had these issues, and it was he who has once again, you know, been given short shrift on this, and the program committee was given short shrift on this. Although I will say in New York, we did spend a fair amount of time on the issue. Yes, John? Well, there's a full PNB meeting already scheduled for the 30th. So the question is, do we want to meet earlier than that in order to deal with the action items?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So the choice is there's a programming committee meeting on Monday the 16th. Could we meet Monday the 9th?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Somebody needs to make a motion.
Wait a minute. Those
with computers, if you go to kpftx.org/PA calendar, you can see the list of meetings that are already scheduled for this month. As I said, I'll be gone the 13th through the 16th, so I won't be able to do any of those days. Okay, there's a motion.
Can we discuss it before it's seconded?
Okay, go ahead. I didn't hear the second.
Monday the 9th is not good for me. I will be actually in California hiking until, like, that day.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
So,
she'll be all hiking out.
So maybe
Friday
somebody else will take minutes.
Could Friday the 6th?
Yeah.
Okay, there's someone suggesting Friday the 6th.
Well, we're just resolving what we didn't finish here now.
Well, I have to say, Mr. Chair, Monday the 9th is better than Friday the 6th, actually, for me.
Okay. Since the only motion I've heard is the 9th, maybe I did hear a second after
all. Is Friday
all.
The 13th not good?
Yeah, well, I can't be there. I don't mind if someone else chairs it.
And Tuesday the 10th is not good, Mr. Chair?
There's a governance working group, but I'm sure they could reschedule.
I'm sure they could.
But if you can't be there...
Monday the 16th, there's a programming committee meeting. 11th is open. Wednesday the 11th? Meeting on Wednesday the 11th? Yeah.
Might be.
Well, how about Wednesday the 18th?
How about Tuesday the 10th?
Hang on. Wednesday, 1:30 or 10. Is 1:30 or 10 open? All right, I don't see any objection to that. Will someone please move that?
Which one?
Wednesday the 18th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern? October 18th, yeah. And actually, I may be on an airplane that night.
Mr. Chair, can we try October the 10th?
Could you bring him onto the call just for a couple of minutes?
Hey! There are people that would pay money for that.
You can't do it.
RLSB night. Oh, no, I'm on an airplane that night. On October 18th. I'm on airplanes the October 13th and October.
How about Thursday, October 12th?
Thursday?
October 12th.
Both affiliates and audit. I think Friday the 20th is looking like the...
I'm so late.
Okay, Friday, October 20th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern has been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Yes?
Because we extend beneath the surface through all the way till 6:30, but that's fine.
Okay.
I'll just miss an hour.
Okay.
And working so the
so
time
the day
you put
is the 20th?
Was
Friday. The motion is Friday, October 20th at 8:30 p.m.
I know, Mr. Chair, I noticed that Rob Robinson is not here.
That's him standing up and waving his hands.
That is the date of the Programming Committee telephone conference.
No, it isn't.
I'm looking at the wrong month.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Okay, so, Rob, the motion is that we're going to have a meeting Friday, October 20th, to deal with the Personnel Committee action items and the other committee action items. Is there any objection?
20.
Seeing none, that's adopted.
The time?
8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay,
the next thing is there was a recommendation that had come from the Finance Committee regarding a bylaws amendment. Are there six directors who would like to propose such an amendment?
Yes, we do.
Go ahead, Lavarne.
Okay, the amendment, may I read? Okay, the annual meeting of the Board of Directors shall take place in late January each year or at such other time and place as agreed to by majority vote of the Board of Directors. The Board shall also meet in person no less than two other times each year. In-person Board meetings shall alternate among the five Foundation radio station signal areas, ensuring that each signal area has the opportunity to host at least once each 24 months, and that no station hosts more than once in any 12-month period, unless all other stations have also hosted in the same period. The directors who we have supporting this bylaws amendment are Teresa Allen, Lavarne Williams, Rob Robinson, Patty Heffley, Alan Minsky, Deb Shafto, and others, if you care for me to name them.
Not necessary, and I'll note that the board does not need to debate this now. These directors are providing notice. Simply. So if I understand it correctly, we deal with this 60 days from now. Is that right? Is there anything that needs to be done in terms of on-air notice?
Just let me read the sentence in the bylaws. All properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be held until that date, which is 60 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates as determined by the board, the notice date. And on the notice date, the proposed amendment shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and Foundation's radio station shall broadcast an announcement twice a day for a period of 60 days. So we should set a reasonable date. It's not going to be tomorrow morning that the website announcement and the cart should start playing. So maybe it would be a week from today or 2 weeks from today, and then the 60-day clock starts running.
Does the board need to hold a vote to authorize another bylaws amendment since it's been less than 12 months since the last one? Isn't there something in there that says you can only do one in every 12-month period unless you get a two-thirds majority?
Dan's not here, but I don't read it that way. It says, unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot. That's the key word. One ballot per 12-month period related to the amendment of the bylaws. I think that's referring to a membership ballot, not the board voting by ballot.
Right.
So I don't think that applies. We can have as many amendments as we want in a year, as long as they're not balloted.
Okay.
Ones.
Well, I'll go along with that. Do you want to propose? Let's see. Do they need to propose a notice date?
Yes.
Okay. Can the directors propose a notice date? It might.
My suggestion would be maybe 60 days after. Give the managers 10 days to get the cart recorded.
Well, the December meeting is December 21st for the full PMB. So 60 days before that, if we had it by October 21st, that would be October 19th to be on the safe side.
That
would
good.
Be 60 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we make the to that it, actually given the way things go around here, why don't we say they have to have it up by October 17th?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Two stations will be fundraising then, so I hope that we don't try to tack CART's requirements onto this.
That's
we have
a good
election
point.
CART's.
Election.
Yes.
Right.
So notice on a website is one thing, but CART's, please.
The bylaws require the noticing of it in CART's.
Well, we can't.
Twice a day, right?
We can't do that.
You can't spare 2 minutes a day?
We already have our own announcements, plus the elections, which have just been mandated to really cut into the fund drive rather much. We can't just cut our fund drives down for.
Excuse me. All right, let me just be clear. It is the prerogative of the six directors to put this forth, and the bylaws are quite clear about the requirements if it is put forth. It is up to the directors to select a notice date to their liking.
Point of order?
Yes.
No, it's up to the board to set a notice date. That's what I just read. The board, as determined by the board, the date. So they can propose a date, but we can But, and I would like to support Mary's concern that
so,
there's enough pressure on the pledge drives. It's just a couple more weeks postponement, I think. Let's try to make
Mr.
these
Chair.
Pledge drives succeed in the easiest way with all the election carts that are already required.
You have a problem of fund drives at different times, too. Once the fund drive at one station is over, you have KPFT beginning toward the end of the other. So you'd be going sometime into mid-November to be out of fund drive for all stations, just so you understand.
Okay. Well,
is there not one day of window? I think one station starts the 27th, and then our drive will end a few days before that. Can we pick a day in there?
If it starts before another station's fund drive, you're saddling other station.
We're talking about 120 seconds, and that, you know, and we do have people on the board who actually have programs on the air, and maybe we can start with one of those people who is a director and say, you know, can you devote 2 60-second carts? Can we just like talk less and maybe?
Can we at least admit it that it needn't be a cart? It could be
a voiceover
announcement.
A PSA. It can be any one of the, however you choose to do it. Well, yeah, you can do that.
What?
2 60-second.
Excuse me. Let's maintain decorum for this last half hour. Let's not put a bad face on that. It was otherwise a fun weekend.
And I think that the date that was given, like, was October the 17th, in order to be in compliance for the December the 21st meeting.
You're recommending October 17th?
I think that's what it come up with.
Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Can we just vote? All right. All those in vote.
I would like we just added some dates, and rather than have me go through the audio, I would like to
The amendment has been put forth. Now there is a motion that the notice date shall be October 17th. And it's been seconded. Who would like to speak opposed? Okay, seeing no opposition, may it be adopted without objection. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thanks, everybody. That's great. That's great. Okay. Next thing. We're losing it. All right. The next thing is the election timeline for affiliate directors, and I said I'd look into this and report at this meeting. The issue is that there's been a request by the affiliates that the affiliate directors are seated at the same time as the rest of the board, and particularly with the proposed amendment, if we go to 3 meetings instead of 4, that would be even more of an issue. Right now, the listener-elected or the LSB-elected the station delegate elected directors are seated in January, and the affiliate directors are seated as the first order of business, actually after their election, in the March meeting. One of the issues is that if you want to seat affiliate directors in January, then you have two options. Either you fly all candidates to that meeting in January and hold the vote as the first order of business then. I've talked to our attorney, and that could be properly done with a two-thirds vote after notice as a special rule of order by this body. And the reason is that even if it's in your bylaws, if a bylaws provision is properly in the form of a rule of order, then you can create a special rule of order. A form of a rule of order is something that dictates the order in which the body itself is conducting business. Therefore, we could do that. If you don't do that, if you want to elect the people beforehand, you have the problem that which board is going to do it, because the incoming board are not yet directors, and the outgoing board is not the board who is going to be working with these affiliates. And I take the intent in the bylaws to be that the incoming board selects the affiliate directors with whom they choose to work. So one of the options for this body is to, we couldn't do it now because you have to give notice for a special rule of order, to create a special rule of order calling for the first order of business at the January meeting to be the election of affiliate directors. And what that would do is require that any candidates be brought to that meeting. If we're talking about three meetings a year instead of four, you're balancing the reduced cost of one less meeting with the cost of possibly one or two more plane flights and accommodations. And who knows, maybe you can cherry pick them for the affiliates task force. So that's really the result of my research on this topic. Rip.
I'd just like to clarify that this was not brought forward by me. Ebon wasn't a part of this, but it was the task force, the members that are on the task force that have pushed for this.
It was actually affiliates. And Ursula, can you speak to how the affiliates talked about this at the meeting? This was at the Grassroots Radio Conference. In the discussion where, and as Ursula has said before, some of the affiliates graciously agreed to an increase in their fees, we had a discussion about what they want from us, and this was one of the items that came up.
That's the correct
perspective. Ursula?
Well, I think David adequately described it. We had an affiliates meeting at the Grassroots Radio Conference this summer, as we do every year, and they put this item on the agenda. And it was brought forth by somebody from KMUD in Redway, California, who is actually one of the people who have been very active in recruiting people to sit on the board, including Nathan and Rip. So she's really part of the team that takes this process seriously and makes sure that actually directors are provided. I think she was representing the sentiments of a lot of the stations that are interested in providing board members.
Not just someone, the inestimable Bear.
Well, yeah, it was Bear Glaverman, who is an awesome person.
So does anybody want to now give prior notice to bring a special rule of order at our next meeting to change the election of affiliate directors from the first order of business at the March meeting to the first order of business at the January meeting?
I so move.
I would bring such prior notice.
No, he has full rights. So we've been given prior notice of such an intent. We'll need the language of the bylaws before that meeting. Okay, I mean the language of the special rule of order. At some point, we may want to do it as an actual bylaws amendment, but a special rule of order is, as far as I can tell from discussions with our lawyer, legal. Yes?
Can you repeat the motion? Did we just pass this already?
It's not passing. Prior notice has been given of an intent to bring a motion, a special rule of order, actually, to call for a special rule of order.
Nathan Moore gave
prior notice
of the intent to
Put forth propose a special rule of order that affiliate directors be elected at the January meeting. I'm going to leave out that first order of business because you may actually
special
need to see the chair. That the affiliate directors will be elected at the January meeting instead of the March meeting. Okay, the next thing is...
Well, I have a point of information.
Yes.
Cannot the candidates for these positions be interviewed on telephone conference prior to that meeting?
You certainly could, but the board would not be the board yet. The incoming board wouldn't be authorized. But we can have that discussion when we consider the notion for which prior notice was just given. The next thing is the task. Somebody mentioned the creation of a task force to deal with the issues that we discussed yesterday, and I put it down here on the agenda as a task force on licensing and distribution, but really it's also the overarching philosophy policy question in there, too. Did anybody want to make a motion on that topic? Bob.
Okay. I move that the PNB form a task force on program licensing and distribution policies to consist of the ED or the executive director or his representative, the general counsel, the FCC counsel, any directors who volunteer, any LSB staff members who volunteer, and a representative of any station's union or association of paid or unpaid staff that chooses to participate. The task force may invite experts to participate. The task force shall report back to the PNB with recommendations.
Is there a second to the motion?
A second.
Rob?
No, I was going to second it as well.
Okay, but I thought you wanted to speak.
Pardon?
You'd wanted to speak, so.
Well, I outlined yesterday some action steps that I thought should be taken, but as far as I'm concerned, those issues can be taken up by this group. I would be happy to volunteer to work with the group.
Would you volunteer to be the convener of the group?
Yeah. Sure.
Thank you. Is there any...
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Do I get a uniform and a hat? Because I won't do it unless I can get a uniform and a hat.
We'll give you a membership card.
Point of information. Can those directors who are interested announce themselves now so to begin to populate the committee with them?
No, we'll do it.
So that way he could give us notice. The people who want
to
do it.
You know what he looks like. Talk to him in the hall. All right.
One quick question.
Yes.
This is apparently there's no limit on the membership. Not that we're worried about.
Right? No, there's no limit to the membership. Okay, the last thing I have here is that Mary Berg wanted to bring a motion at this meeting.
Thank you so much. I do feel there's an urgency to it, and everything we've heard from Pete Caracas, and also all the criticisms of the website being late to do this and that. This is a one-man band who does both the website, all of that, and fixes all the broken links and the hacks and the crashes and the electronic glitches, all of which I don't know if anyone knows, but very time-consuming. I would like to move that the budget, I think, now contains $20,000, which is as yet not allocated, it is still open. No person has been hired. I want to add another $10,000 to it to hire an assistant to Pete Caracas, who would only deal with the security aspect of the equipment, which would include but not be limited to the servers, various computers, and whatever else equipment is subject to vulnerability and needs constant maintenance to see that that the security is up and running and updated. Mm-hmm. A person can be found for $30,000 quite readily. So I move to add $10,000 to the $20,000 that's already existing, so that the hire could take place starting immediately.
I second that.
Sir, second. Who would like to speak in opposition? Phil.
Yeah. We've already taken care of this. We've already taken care of this. We've requested a budget for the technology committee, which would include staff recommendations. Increasing the staffing, I believe, is something that they would best be able to recommend on their own in such a report. And $30,000 may sound good to you, but I don't know if that's the going rate for the proper type of IT person. This motion also specifies the duties of that IT person. I don't know that that's exactly what they'd want. I'd rather have that come from them in their report and pass it on along.
Who would like to
permission?
Mr. Chair, is there permission for Pete Caracas to speak to that as he has...
Do you want to address this?
I appreciate the sentiment. I don't want to create additional work. I think within the framework of what Lisa proposed and you folks passed, we could work this out, including the language that Mary introduced. I think they're not necessarily exclusive, and I think we can figure this out. Thank you, though. Thank you very much.
Sure. Would you care to withdraw the motion given the tech director's comments? The webmaster's comments?
Hearing no objection from the technology director, I would withdraw my motion.
Great, thank you.
Is that correct?
Folks, we have time for new business right now. Who would like to propose? Yes, LaVon. We have nothing left on our plate other than...
My character.
Yes, we actually said we'd go to 3:15.
Okay.
So, 3:30.
Did you recognize me?
Yeah,
well, let me just get this in since I now have the floor. I would just like to notice that for the next board meeting that... we'll have a working group that will look at an alternative to reducing the in-person meetings by the one, and perhaps have an alternative means of a fourth meeting that will be that will not cost the foundation $30,000.
Okay, thank you, Rip.
My question has to do with the next in-person meeting and whether this board's going to wait until.
That's quite right.
Christmas to determine the time, because part of the reason we're here and had to listen to so many criticisms from the public as well as members on the board about being here was because we acted so late in choosing this date. So I would appreciate if we could address that.
Yeah, actually, he's right. We could actually set a time right now, and the bylaws call for it to be in late January. The last weekend in January is Friday 26th through Sunday 28th of, excuse me, did I say January?
Yes, you did.
Okay, 26th through 28th of January, and the next in line, if I'm not mistaken, is D.C.?
Houston.
When I arrived in Houston, I was little more than a child. Okay, so Houston. So is there a motion to set the date of the next PMB meeting, January 26th through 28th in Houston?
So moved.
Okay, it's moved by Davis, and it's been seconded. It's open for discussion.
Let's do it.
Seeing no discussion, may we approve that date? All those in favor, is there anyone opposed? That date for the next meeting is approved without objection. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I just want
hang on.
At some point, maybe we consider putting in the budget for the current chair and any future chairs money to go to joke school.
She wants me to go to the Henny Youngman Institute of Advanced Comedy.
Joke school.
Thank you. All right.
Dancing school.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Well, David, can I say something?
Any objection?
David, can I
say
something?
Yes, Alan?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, I don't know how many of you already know that you won't be on the board next year, but I won't be. So I just want to say it's been a pleasure serving with you all in person, and if not before, I'll see you in Los Angeles in either June or September, and many of you I'm sure I'll see before.
And everyone have a safe flight.
The meeting is adjourned.